Welcome to Voices in Between, the podcast with international voices on education and diversity. This is Christoph Knoblauch meeting educational experts and discussing perspectives in between ideas of true and false. Hello everybody, this is another episode of our podcast, today focusing on religious diversity and different forms of religious or interreligious education. I'm in Berlin today with Mrs. Öyücü and Mr. Siebenhühner. Thanks very much for being so welcoming today. And they developed a class for Berlin schools, which is called Wahlpflichtkurs Interreligiöse Bildung, which probably translates as interreligious education. It is a different concept to a vocational religious education. Vocational religious education translates as konfessioneller Religionsunterricht. Now, what is so different about interreligious education as you are teaching it in Berlin today?
Okay, I have experiences in vocational religion as a subject, and our course, which we call in English interreligious education, and I think, or my opinion is, that people who are young or who doesn't have experience to religion, they have to visit vocational lessons or subjects, and because they have to learn something about their own religion on an academic view on religion, and I think in the higher classes they have to visit interreligious education lessons, but the question is, who has to teach this? I had the problem the last 2 years that I made a class which had interreligious education as a topic or as a subject, and I didn't feel good because I was alone, and it was only a Protestant view on the theme, or a Protestant view on other religions. And since 1 month I have someone to my side, on my side.
At my side, I guess.
At my side.
By my side.
By my side.
By my side.
Stand by me.
Yeah, stand by me, stand by my side. Miss Öyücü has another view on religion as I, and this is very good. And with her, I feel good to teach interreligious education. And what is your opinion?
My opinion is that if you have like a vocational course, never mind which, you have like this one worldview, or let's say this view out of the system which the religion is, you know, or let's say the religion as itself is the system which makes you look at reality from one point, actually. So, and what I find which is challenging then is if you try to talk about different systems, ergo different religions, but your standpoint is from one of these systems, it makes it hard to understand that there are different concepts of religions and God, for instance. So what I find challenging then is that if you go to the school and try to talk about religion, everybody just normally refers to the Abrahamic God, which is fine, of course, but you know, they are like totally like they're different notions of God, or not even let's say one God. And now I forgot what I was about to say. sorry.
Right. So basically, to help the students to develop a higher level of sensitivity towards religion in general.
Exactly. What we try to do is not to teach an intercultural competence, but an interreligious competence too.
Mm-hmm. So both intercultural and interreligious competence.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people, or mainly, you think religion and culture are two different things, but actually you can't, they're intertwined. Like, religious cultures are cultures, or religions are cultures, and cultures could be religions, you know. So, and at the same time, there is no definition of religion, there are only work, like Arbeitsdefinition, which... And so you actually don't know what you're dealing with when you talk about religion, and that's what that's actually my interest about it. That's why I'm dealing with this subject. And if you have like this interfaith or interreligious education format, I say, and you have like the teachers who are trying to, do the class, are aware of, like, perspectives or point of perspectives, and also aware of who writes history, or who was the majority, who wasn't, who's the minority, who said that, who said this, why do we keep thinking that Jewish people have so much money or something, you know. This is also something which happened in one of our tours to synagogue. So, yeah, that's what I think, actually, about vocational and interreligious education.
Mm-hmm. And I think vocational religion is wichtig.
Important
in school, because we have an academic view on religion, and when people only get their religious education in a church or a mosque, I think it would be not good. For example, the USA or France, there is no religion in the school, and so the people doesn't get an academic view on their own religion. And so for me, religion, a vocational religion as a subject is very important.
Yeah. So with all this experience and the class in the background, which would be the recommendations for the vocational religious education we have today? Do you have any recommendations you would like to offer?
Yeah, I guess just building out, like, how can I put this? Like for instance, the Weiflichkurs we do has to be integrated in the school's plan, you know, in the Rahmenplan.
Yeah.
So that it's secured that, of course, the pupils can learn about their, like, in their own shoes, like, about their religion, and also but get sensibilized for this interreligious sphere, I call it, you know. And with that, we need this interreligious education to open up the sphere and then see what happens. And educators, for instance, that the ones who in the end work on the streets with the kids, or if they are sensibilized about, like, all these spheres between people or cultures or microcosms and macrocosms, if you get sensibilized about that, then nothing bad can happen. If these educators understand themselves as people who try to make the two different spheres or different spheres communicate with each other or make them understand each other.
I think the same.
Okay. So this is a very nice and helpful picture of what you just said, Ms. Uyuchi. Thank you very much. To have your own shoes to grow up in and to learn about your own religion in your own shoes, but then also to see and touch and maybe try on other shoes for a certain period of time in order not just to see them, but to feel it, to experience it, and especially to meet people who wear these other shoes.
Yeah, or it depends where you go. Sometimes you have to take off your shoes, you know?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having this interview. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to meet you back on Voices in Between.